Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Comparing your cow-calf operation to similar operations can be a critical tool for improving your business. Nebraska Extension Specialist Matt Stockton talks about how cost and efficiency greatly impact profitability. He starts today's program by talking about a recent study of several operations in ag states with operations of more than 100 cows.
There's a thing called FinBin, which is maintained by Minnesota, and you can look that up. You can even look up the numbers yourself. But what it is it's a data set where these several states around Minnesota have used a thing called FinPAC. And in that FinPAC, basically, they've done all their accounting and have all that information. So it's all these producers grouped together in a data set. And so you can go to that data set and search with certain parameters. In this case, we searched for the parameters of 100 or more cows in a herd, and they had to be commercial cow-calf herds. And that's what we used to search the data. We came up with 31 different ranches, and then they were grouped by profitability into five different groups, from lowest, highest, and then there was a low, a medium, and a high group. And that's what we compared all the costs. And so this is an aggregate of at least six farms of similar type in the Nebraska, South Dakota, and North Dakota area. Beef producers, by and large, and according to our to what they did, what they sold their animals for, there wasn't a whole lot of difference in value as far as revenue or sales value per calf. There was a few cents here and there, but they were pretty much close to the norm. Where they really made the difference was in the cost, where what they did to produce beef. Now, what was fascinating by this whole thing is that the high and the high group, which one made about $111, and the other one made about $10 profit. That's over and above, you know, cost. And so, and we compared those two, and what was interesting is that there was a difference in productivity. Now, we kind of expected the, you know, most productive to be the most profitable, but it turns out that the one that had really, really high numbers in some of the categories had good profit, but not as good as the one that was more efficient, where they had a little bit lower numbers, but they had really, they had good productivity and they had good numbers, but their costs were a lot lower than it was in the high group. So their profit exceeded that of the high group. In other words, it wasn't just savings in one area, it was savings in different areas. And of course, your feed cost is your biggest. And I suppose there was almost like an $80 or $90 savings when it came down, when you added feed costs and pasture together, almost that $90 difference. Well, that accounts for quite a bit of the difference in profitability, but not completely. There's also the fact is that the highest group, in talking about costs, were able to increase inventory rates, but also minimize cow replacement costs. And yet they didn't have the lowest cull rate. For example, the high group had about an 8% cull rate, and the highest group had about a 12% cull rate. And yet they were replacing animals, more animals, yet they were replacing them, they had a lower cost per cow covered by the bull than the other in as far as replacement costs, which was fascinating. So it means that they're doing something, they're not only minimizing the production of the calf when the cow is out in the pasture and the cow is active in the herd, but they're also minimizing how the cost of replacing that cow once she is removed from the herd, which is, you know, that's, like I said, it's pretty diverse in the way they save money.
Today's Almanac was a portion taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple iTunes. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.